This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I am your host, Severt Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing back our returning guest. Last time they were on the show was about February of this year, 3 months ago. I'm talking about no other than Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFOR. And with me today is Mr. Mark Kay, CEO and chairman of the company. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Now, Strikeforce Technologies is a company that specializes in preventing cyber theft and data security breaches. But for our new listeners, can you give us a quick look into Strikeforce Technologies and tell us a little more about that?
Sure. And we put out five different products, and our newest product is SafetyChat for sure. The other products are GuardID, ProtectID. We put on Mobile Trust as well as Privacy Lock, but SafetyChat is our new secure video conferencing product. It is a great product for anybody and everybody. We sell it to the businesses. Consumers can buy it also. Matter of fact, you can even buy it off of our website at www.strikeforcetech.com. You can buy it automatically. We can give you everybody training on it, but SafetyChat is very, very well received now. It's starting to sell pretty big time. We're calling up a lot of people as well. We're starting to get a lot of interest in the market through healthcare, some through legal and financial, and we're starting to get out to education. So we see this as a great opportunity, a great product going forward, and we will be moving it. We'll be definitely be pushing it out harder and harder every month as we go forward.
Now, cybercrime went up 50% last year as a result of the COVID pandemic, and it's still projected to grow for 2022 in the coming years. But you had a low first quarter. What's your forecast for this year?
Yeah, and one of the reasons for the low first quarter was because, again, SafetyChat came out the very last day of last year. And then we gave a free month's usage of it, so free for, you know, evaluating it. And some of them are buying into it. So as they're buying into it, they get the first month free. So there isn't that much revenue in the first quarter, and I understood that, and I actually told everybody that would be that way. We're starting to see some coming through now, and we definitely see a larger revenue, still not great, but larger revenue in the second quarter, and then the third and the fourth, we see some larger clients potentially getting on board. So we think it's going to be a huge opportunity this year still. Our original projections, I think, will still hold at least $1 million and somewhat over, and we will see what happens over this year.
Now, you've got a major news announcement coming June 14th. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, June 14th, we put out a tweet saying that we will have a major news announcement. We definitely will. It will be September 14th. And the good news is I'm not telling anybody a thing about it, and I'm still not, unfortunately, but so people should stop trying to ask me and find out from me any way they can, because the answer to anybody and everybody is no. You'll see it when we come out with it. It'll be a news announcement that'll be great to some, maybe not to all. I have no idea, and on the 14th we'll let you know about it, but it will be out.
All right. Now, one of your products is an application called SafeVChat that stands for Secure Video Conferencing. Could you remind us what your application is? Also, what do you have planned with the API for that?
Okay, great question. Again, SafeVChat is our secure video conferencing product. We are talking to more major clients these days, which again takes anywhere from 3 to 6 months to get a deal done. A couple of them are working towards getting those deals done. We did build an API for it, which means SafetyChat as a secure video conference can run within your own application. So you as a company as you build applications, you might want to have a video conference in the middle of it. You can actually add safety chat to that. We did have a client out there and still have that's been playing with it and getting it ready, and that's who we built it for. But we own the API. We are talking to a couple of other clients as well at this point. The client that we had is very close to going live. The second they go live, we will put out a PR, no sooner, no later. And I can't say when that is because I don't know exactly what day that is until they're ready. It's their choice. They are contracted with us. They have a guaranteed contract with us. So they are doing it. It will be going out, and it should be real, real soon.
That's great. Now, there's been a talk about a reverse stock split. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I've only said it about 1,000 times to many, many stockholders that have called me up and emailed me continuously about the exact same question. And I've told everybody all the time, we are not about to do a reverse stock split. Then they said, well, can you guarantee the future? I said, no, I can't guarantee the future. Nobody can, and nobody will. But
right.
Definitely, we're not any plans of doing any reverse stock split. So please, nobody ask me anymore. I will give the same answer all the time. No, no, and no.
Now, Mark, before you go, I'd like to ask you, what would you like your stockholders and our listeners to take away from today's show?
Well, there are a couple of key comments, and one of them, by the way, I want to add is I mentioned about a month ago, less than a month ago, that we will be going live with HIPAA. That means we will be HIPAA certified, the whole company. We are actually days away from getting that done now. So in a couple of days or within a week, definitely, we will be HIPAA compliant, and we feel that will help us greatly with all the healthcare companies that are playing with our tools right now and getting ready to sign up with us. So that's the main point. And the other point is, you know, we are working with many new clients as well with SafetyChat, and a couple of them are looking real strong, and we feel good. It takes a while. It just takes a while. There are no days, nothing I can tell you about it. When they sign on, we will let everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you very much for asking.
Mr. Marquet, he's the CEO and chairman of Strikeforce Technologies, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SFOR. And since they offer consumer applications for cybersecurity, you can also check that out at strikeforcetech.com. Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully we'll see you again in 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.